Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
And first this afternoon, the Taoiseach says he's seen a Garda file relating to the drinking offence of the Minister for Agriculture, Barry Cowan, and that it's not quite as portrayed. However, Micheál Martin came under fire from opposition figures in the Dáil this afternoon. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald accused him of standing over a minister who provided an incomplete statement on a matter of importance to the Dáil. Barry Cowan strenuously denies trying to evade a Garda checkpoint in 2016. The opposition wants him before the Dáil for questions on the matter. In a moment, Fionnán Sheehan of Independent News and Media will give us his reading on where next in this controversy. But first, Barry Lenehan is here. And Barry, you can tell us what happened in the Dáil during leaders' questions this afternoon.
Yeah, day 11 now of this political controversy, and at its heart, differing accounts of what exactly happened at a Garda checkpoint in Kilshanroe near Carbery, County Kildare, on the night of the drawn 2016 All-Ireland football final. Did the now Minister for Agriculture, Barry Cowan, do a U-turn as he approached a checkpoint on a night that he had committed a drink-driving offence? To the Dáil this afternoon, an endorsement from the Taoiseach of Fine Gael's Leo Varadkar this morning, saying there's nothing more to say about this issue until all Garda investigations are complete. But significantly, Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald, the leader of the opposition, who had not used leaders' questions up until now to pursue this controversy, had this to say to the Taoiseach.
Taoiseach, we now have an unprecedented situation where a government minister is disputing the Garda pulse record of a drink-driving offence which he was involved in and looking to have that record changed. Last week in his personal statement, Minister Cowan stated that he was conscious that a constant drip feed of new information can be damaging and destabilising, and he said it was for that reason that he conducted a full examination of all records that he could obtain. And yet here we are, a week later, and the drip feed of new information continues.
Deputy MacDonald wanted to know when Micheál Martin was made aware of this Garda record, and was he aware before Barry Cowan made a statement to the House last Tuesday? Did Barry Cowan seek advice regarding his decision to amend this Garda record? And does the Taoiseach now accept that Barry Cowan's statement to the House last week was incomplete? MacDonald also wanted to know when the Taoiseach informed his coalition partners. Here was his response.
When someone says I was told, I believe it's a newspaper says it told, and it told my chief of staff or gave information to my chief of staff. But I can't work on the basis of the sources of media. I can't verify without seeing the document myself. Now, I had a lengthy conversation last evening with Minister Cowan. I've also early this morning, seen, with the permission of Minister Cowan, the actual document itself. But he has made it very clear to me that he wants to pursue both issues through the mechanisms that are available to him to pursue. He has pointed out to me that when it was first put to him, I think by a reporter or a media, that he was very taken back by the suggestion that he had sought or that he had turned away from a checkpoint.
And Barry, was the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald satisfied with the response we heard from the Taoiseach?
She wanted the Agriculture Minister back before the Dáil to answer questions, but she then honed in on the Taoiseach himself. You knew all of this about this Garda record when the Minister made his statement to the Dáil, she implied last Tuesday. How then can you stand by Barry Cowan?
For the purposes of today, Taoiseach, I'm more concerned with what you knew as head of government. And you have confirmed that you did in fact know about the Garda pulse record, that you did in fact know that the allegation was that the minister had sought to evade a Garda checkpoint, and that you knew that information as or before Minister Cowan was making his statement. I find that extraordinary, that you would stand over a minister who has made an incomplete statement on a matter of this importance to the Dáil. Were your coalition partners, the leaders of Fine Gael and the Green Party, aware of this pulse record and the allegation of evading a Garda checkpoint at the time that Barry Cowan made this statement?
The Taoiseach rejected her assertions and said the record was not quite as portrayed.
I saw the document this morning myself, and I'm glad having seen the document, it's not quite as portrayed, but nonetheless, the document is there. No, it's not for me to publish. It's not my record. With respect, no, it's not my record, and people have entitlements here. And don't be making suggestions that are untrue. Deputy Cowan himself was unaware of the record until he actually got possession of it himself in terms of exactly what was on the record. That's the only basis upon which one can comment on any record, is when one sees the record.
Now, there were also attempts to bring the Agriculture Minister back before the Dáil to answer questions.
These attempts from the Rise TD, Paul Murphy, from the co-leader of the Social Democrats, Catherine Murphy, and also from the Sinn Féin leader again, Mary Lou MacDonald, they all said they were dissatisfied with the Agriculture Minister's appearance last week. Still many questions to answer, they contended.
Minister Cowan was shielded from having to face questions by a vote in this House. I think that was a mistake. Earlier, the Taoiseach seemed to imply that he wasn't aware of that record at the time of Minister's statement last week. He was aware. He may not have seen the record, but you had been informed about the existence of this record. Really don't think that's accurate, Taoiseach. I think you were aware at the time of Minister Cowan's statement.
It's in the public interest, and I believe it's in his own interest to deal with that.
But the vote to bring the Agriculture Minister back to make a statement before the House and answer questions was defeated in spite of Paul Murphy's contention that this controversy could run for a year without the Minister coming back.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much. Fiona Sheehan, Ireland editor of Independent News and Media. He broke the original story about Barry Cowan's drink-driving offence. No questions for Barry Cowan in the Dáil so far. We are here now, 2 weeks on, 11 days on, lots of questions remaining for the Minister, for the Taoiseach, for the government. Where are we after today in the Dáil? Have matters been progressed?
Yeah, you saw a bit of shifting of the sands today in that Mary Lou MacDonald did formally bring it up with the Taoiseach. It was the first proper probing of the Taoiseach's knowledge on this matter thus far. You also saw on that vote that Barry referenced there, whereas a week ago, the Labour Party voted against a similar vote in terms of bringing in Barry Cowan for questions as well as his statement. They're now shifting that they're in favour of bringing him back in again and responding to the question. So clearly there is dissatisfaction amongst TDs about his statement to the Dáil last week. What Mary Lou MacDonald did successfully do today is draw Micheál Martin quite firmly into the controversy, questioning exactly what did he know, when did he know it, and is he standing by a cabinet minister who is now challenging the Gardaí on two fronts. On one front, he is saying that the official Garda record of the incident where he was found to be drink driving is inaccurate. And then secondly, that he is alleging that it was a criminal act was undertaken here in leaking personal information about him. And she says that's unprecedented. We have had, you know, conflicts over the years between ministers and Gardaí and so on and so forth. But on this occasion, what she's effectively trying to say is this is a government minister that is doing this. It's not Barry Cowan individual. You can't separate him out. He's not Clark Kent that goes into a telephone box and emerges as a minister. He is one person, and he is the one that is now challenging the Gardaí. She's also probing this issue about Fine Gael and the Green Party. How comfortable are they with all of this?
But it is a question of where to now. A number of investigations underway. And Micheál Martin's response, the second response to Mary Lou MacDonald, when she asked about his state of knowledge at different times. Micheál Martin's response, he saw the documentation with the minister's assent. It was his document, I think, last night. And he said, the record is not quite as portrayed.
Yeah, that's the Taoiseach's view in terms of actually reading the document itself.
The thing is,
the issue there is it's a catch-22 here. To prove that, you have to publish the document, but you can't publish the document because it's confidential.
Could Barry Cowan publish that document?
He
has possession of
that
document.
That would be his right at this point in time. But there are a couple of issues ongoing. One is the Garda investigation into whether that is an accurate account. The second one is the Taoiseach around the leak. From the Taoiseach's perspective, it's a bit kind of disingenuous of him to suggest that, you know, well, I only really knew about this in recent days. He was told about this allegation, which is part of the whole account of the drink driving incident 10 days ago.
Yes. He said he hadn't seen the document.
Yeah, but it was enough for him on that occasion and for his office to actually put that central allegation to Barry Cowan. When he says the allegation about something happening on the night in question, that was actually all put to Barry Cowan by his officials, not by the media.
Indeed.
So it went via him. So it was enough for him on the one hand to accept all of the bona fides of the account of it there being of him being banned for drink driving, but he's now saying, well, it's not enough that I accept the bona fides of another allegation attached.
It is still rumbling along day after day. Paul Murphy saying it could take a year to complete the various processes, the various investigations we have now involving GSOC, the Gardaí data protection and so on. Publishing, Barry Cowan, if he has possession of the document, which we know he has, could he shorten all of this and end this controversy now by publishing the document?
Well, I presume he doesn't want to do that because it says what it says and he is contesting what it says. In terms of the timeline of when the assertion from the Taoiseach is basically you have to wait for all those processes to be over before you Barry Cowan can come in and answer questions on his board. There's a problem there. We don't know how long GSOC are going to take in terms of investigations leak. We don't know how long the guards are going to take in terms of looking at the account. Also, within Barry Cowan's statement on Sunday, there is a direct assertion about him taking action to uphold his name and his rights. So we don't know how long that. So what do you do? Do you wait for all of this until it's all exhausted and then come back?
I don't know. What do you do politically?
Well, politically, they have the difficulty that Micheál Martin has actually been in a position like this before with Bertie Ahern back in the 2006-7-8 period. The questions coming from the opposition was you need to answer these questions now on the floor of the Dáil. You are the Taoiseach.
Different set of circumstances,
the answers,
of course.
Yeah,
but yeah, I take your point about questions.
The Fianna Fáil answer, and Micheál Martin was one of the main protagonists at that time, was no, there's a process underway down at Dublin Castle, the Mahon Tribunal. The man needs to be given his chance to respond to whatever is going on there. So, you know, there is that difficulty for them now. The political problem is not going to go away until they can address this central issue around. So the night of the drink driving incident, Barry Cowan states in the Dáil last week, I was stopped by Gardaí. Full stop. The question now is, well, why? So that's where it's all lying.
Fionnán Sheehan, Independent News and Media, thank you very much for coming into us this evening.